Now, General Stubblebine was determined to turn his 16,000 troops into a new army, an army of soldiers who could bend metal with their minds and pass through objects, and consequently never have to go through the chaotic trauma of a war like Vietnam again. Who would want to mess with an army like that? Plus, Stubblebine's tenure as commander of military intelligence coincided with huge slashes in his budget. These were the post-Vietnam drawdown days, and the Pentagon wanted their soldiers to achieve more with less money. Learning how to walk through walls was an ambitious but inexpensive enterprise. And so it was that Jim Channon's madcap vision, triggered by his post-combat depression, found its way into the highest levels of the United States military. 20 years later, in room 403 of the Tarrytown Hilton in upstate New York, just as General Stubblebine had finished describing his failed attempts to walk through his wall, he glanced out of the window. "A cloud," he said. The three of us, the general, his second wife Rima, and I, rose from our chairs.
"Jesus, John, I don't know," said the general. "I've never done one that big."
All day we had been waiting for the right sort of cloud to come along, a cumulus, in fact, so he could show me that he could burst it just by staring at it. Of all his powers, this was, he said, the easiest to demonstrate.
"Anyone can see it," he had promised me, "and anyone can do it."
"Right in the notch, way over where the pine trees are," said Rima. "Do that one."
"Let me see," said the general. He stood very still and began to stare upwards into the sky.
"Are you trying to burst that one over there?" I asked. "Isn't it too far away?"
General Stubblebine looked at me as if I was nuts.
"They're all far away," he said. "Over there," said Rima.
I darted my eyes back and forward across the sky, trying to work out which cloud the general was trying to burst.
"It's gone," said Rima.
"The cloud," confirmed the general, "appears to have gone."
We sat back down. Then the general said he wasn't sure. The clouds had been moving so fast, he said, it wasn't possible to conclude 100% that he had caused the disappearance. It might have just been meteorology.
"Hard to tell," he said, "who was doing what to whom."
Sometimes on long car journeys, he said, Rima would drive and he would make the clouds go away. And if it was a puffy cloud alone in a blue sky, it is unequivocal. He stares, the cloud bursts. But this wasn't one of those moments.